Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, 97.1, good to have you with us on a Friday, day two of the NFL draft. You heard some of the highlights from last night. If you missed our, I don't know, was it 4-hour live show? We were live for the Terry and Arnold trade. Yeah. The RRI proved correct, which shout out to you. You developed it. We have now cracked the code, and Rico guarantees he will be able to predict Brad Holmes' selection every year here on out.
At least the first round selection.
That's it. No promises beyond it. Elite Raz and that pro day visit.
The pro day.
We had a grouping of five guys. Terry Arnold is one of them.
And it always helps if you happen to be an Alabama grad.
Correct. Look, there is something to that. You know, like the Eagles and Howie Roseman clearly value Georgia football right. And how they're developed. Brad Holmes clearly values valued how Nick Saban did it and the preparation and the type of player you're getting.
I mean, because think about it. If you play in a playoff game against the Eagles, it literally is the SEC championship game, Georgia versus Alabama.
Yes. We will have a blitz later in the show. And it's not winners and losers, and it's not grades, because Lord knows this radio show hates all that. It's just going to be explain this.
Yeah,
thoughts on that.
It was a couple of huh?
Okay, well, you can just say the huh in Portuguese is Atlanta.
Huh?
We'll get to it. But I want to serve both days here. So I would like to hear the experience from the people who were here last night. The city looked great. I was so thankful ESPN didn't do the lazy stock footage of the Motown Museum and the fist and the spirit. And they actually made us look They made us look really good. The city made itself look good. It was a sea of Honolulu blue. They had to cap the gates. You broke the record.
Like 2 hours before the draft even started, they told people, you got to go someplace else, but you can't come here.
You broke the record for day one attendance. It looked fabulous. And my dream scenario for the people, not that I ever would suggest or think that Brad Holmes takes 10 seconds to think like this, it was moving up to give this crowd some meat. Give this crowd something to chew on. Don't wait till pick 29. They moved up, and they got a guy that clearly they really like. And
I don't think that both things are like happened because of that. I think it was great that it did.
Yeah.
But, you know, when all of a sudden 14 offensive players just start falling, that's when your Brad Holmes, you start
defense.
Saying, okay, eventually defense is coming. But each time a player offensively is selected, another defensive player slides down. So here's the list of players we want. We're going to wait, and if one goes, then maybe we hit the domino and we jump in there. And it was funny because like Mark Ryan last night was saying, hell, you know, after like pick 11, you got to trade up. And it's like, Mark, no.
You
can't
Mark,
trade up that early because you're going to give away so much stuff.
Mark needs a Valium.
He did.
Okay, so let's just start there. Mark needs to be medicated.
He did.
So, okay, that's just in the books.
But by the time he moved up, it cost you a third-round selection. And for those who are all bent out of shape.
Who's been out of shape?
Some people.
Really?
it's a minority. Okay, I'm not. It's not even a vocal minority, but it is some who didn't like the fact because some people thought that Arnold would still be there at 29. Let me newsflash: he wouldn't. Now, you gave up a third round selection, and if that third round selection by giving that up means that you now, if you're in the second half of the NFC Championship game, you actually have a cornerback who can cover a receiver that the ball won't bounce off his face mask, guess what? You may be going to the Super Bowl, and you won't care about this third-round selection.
Here's the way to look at it. Lions started with four top 100 picks. All right, you took a third, and you got Carlton Davis. That's CB1. Now you took another third, and you turned it into Terry and Arnold. Now, whatever they draft today, and of course, we're going to talk about it, and I think you get a better idea where they're going to go today. But if I'd said to you at the start of the draft, here's what your first four picks will net you: Carlton Davis, Terry and Arnold, and X. And fill in the blank on whatever the hell you want in the second round. Let's say it's Jackson Powers Johnson. Let's say it's Doug's illegitimate kid from Illinois. What the hell's the D tackle?
Oh, I know.
Johnny Newton.
Yeah.
Like, if you get those three players, would you have signed up for that before the draft? The answer is yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it was funny because I was just kind of reading about Arnold and what some experts were saying about his game. And I want to give credit, Lance Zierlein from the NFL. You know who he compared his game to? Ironically enough, Marshawn Lattimore. Remember, it was like, oh, well, the Lions are going to try to make that trade.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, his comparison is Marshawn Lattimore. So, yes, do I think you did a good job? Yeah, now time will tell, but moving up at the time, getting him, yeah, it fit what Brad Holmes wants, the pro day, the RAS, the elite RAS score.
Oh, that's
And you now have a guy who's going to be CB1 at some point on this team. And he won over the team when he said, what up, though? He won over the city.
Yeah, I don't care about that. 248-539-9792. Yeah, that's all. I don't give a damn. Go win games. I don't care about that crap. I love last night. You know, we're driving back, and it's, you know, 12:30, whatever it is. We were the only two sober people in this place. And we're driving back, and they're interviewing Terry and Arnold, and it's on, I think it was Sirius or whatever it is. Yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm a super humble kid. Cutscene. Next quote. I'm taking out every number one receiver. I go, okay, we may need the definition of humble.
Yeah.
But look, if Holmes was going to call his shot and move up, what did I tell you? I'm not. There's no complaint here.
Yeah.
Like, there's no scenario you're ever going to look back at this and go, well, that pick didn't make sense. If Terry and Arnold works out or doesn't, well, you grade GMs on do you bring good football players here.
Right.
But you know what I love is when this guy makes a pick, I'm never left feeling like, what the hell? Like, if we were doing radio in Atlanta today, how do you explain that to your audience?
Atlanta, Minnesota.
No, Minnesota. No, I disagree on Minnesota.
No. The reason why Minnesota, because you got two good picks, but you didn't need to move up for either one.
No, hold on. I disagree on the first one. And again, we're not doing Minnesota radio, so who gives a damn?
Right.
But the Broncos at 12 easily could have been calling the Jets to move to 10. Where are you picking? 11.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure you don't leapfrog me. I'm not the one who's obsessed with JJ. I'm telling you, that happens.
Right.
So, but the second one, I'll agree. But again, I mean, you had the Colts draft a guy who at one point was pronounced medically dead. You know, great. You just took a kid at 15 who might have a four-year career.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff that gets you fired.
Yeah.
Like, Brad Holmes doesn't do that.
You had the Raiders who took a tight end last year, only to take another tight end this year.
Yeah, you have all these weapons, and then it's Aiden O'Connell. But I'd like to know where Lion fans are at with the pick. I'd like to know where you're at with the event. I thought it looked awesome on TV. Everyone seemed to have a great time with it. The city came off looking good. It was nice for a change. Because I get sick of it as somebody who I travel a decent amount. You get so tired of people looking at you like you're a homeless person. Oh, my God, you live in Detroit, you poor thing. I go, yeah, actually, it's really not bad at all. But thank you for your concern.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice that we pull it off on TV, and it looked first class. It looked right.
I mean, yeah, from the introduction of bringing out Eminem, the current players.
Well, they ran some serious cover for Goodell. That was fabulous.
Yeah.
Because if you don't put Eminem on that stage with him, he's dead.
Yep.
He's done. Like, he would have gotten booed to the moon.
And then to make sure you bring out, you know, Amon Ra.
Just when the crowd was done with, all right, Eminem's here, but we're still going to boo him.
Right.
And here comes Barry.
Right.
All right, we're sick of him. Here comes Megatron.
Right, here comes Calvin. Let's get the Jared Goff chance going.
Here's Aiden dressed as a wrestler. Bring him on out. Whatever they could do to just not have Goodell get booed off stage.
Right.
That was the most elaborate cover fire you could run for him.
Yeah.
But it just, all of it worked. And I think the thing I love is, like I said, it's like ripping a family member. You can do it if they're yours.
Right.
But you don't let other people make fun of your family.
No,
Detroit is our family. All right, we can bust its chops. We live here. This is our city. I've lived here every day of my adult life.
And Mike, probably the most beautiful thing was when I woke up this morning, it was just still positive stuff. Nothing happened.
Oh, you were waiting for the blotter report?
No, I wasn't waiting. I just didn't want to see it. I woke up and everybody was just saying what a great time they had. And I'm like, now that's a successful party. Yeah.
No, it was cool. And the city deserves it. The fans deserve it. Like, Lions fans have put up with so much garbage. I was pumped they moved up and they got a player where everybody was able to be excited. Like, I just, even if you didn't think corner was the biggest need, like, how do you argue that? That's one of the best corners in the draft. And you got him when you started the night picking 29th.
Yeah.
And if he ends up stinking, it is what it is, man. It's a draft. Plenty of sensible picks have gone wrong. But for me, you did what a Super Bowl team does. You know, CB2 ended up on a milk carton. I got to go get somebody. Now, Terry Arnold has the pedigree and comes from a program where, look, I bet you, and I'm not asking you to do this, because people, you were up till 3 a.m. going down a rabbit hole trying to figure out this Michael Penix thing. Alabama corners come into the league and they start.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This isn't a project. This is an out of the box, put the batteries in, boop, there you go, CB2. Right. That's what Super Bowl teams do. And I loved it. Now, today, yeah, naturally, I want to go a different direction. I mean, I want an offensive lineman today. But if they choose not to, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be upset.
Yeah, Alabama offensive lineman, and I do think that the dominoes started when Mitchell got taken. Because to me, when Nick Saban outright says, yeah, we tampered and we tried to get him to come to Alabama, that means he's Alabama-like.
What the hell kind of NIL package do you have where you can't get a kid to leave Toledo?
I think at that point, man, it's like Sauce Gardner where you believed in me, so I'm going to stick with you.
Yeah, I'm going to ask it again.
It's a loyalty thing.
Yeah, well, I can give you about a million reasons why you don't need to be loyal to Toledo.
And here's the thing. He probably got a nice package from Toledo because who else you paying
the money? Free Tony Pacos?
Dude, who else you paying the money to?
But it's
not like
Bama.
You got to divvy it up.
Yeah, I'm with David
on
this one.
No. But you know I'm the man at Toledo. At Bama, you're in a room full of men. Toledo, it's you. You own the glass house or whatever they call it.
It is the glass bowl, and you will put some respect on its name.
Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Okay. I have too.
Beautiful facility. 248-539-9797.
I went to see David's broke high school team down there.
What, Cass Tech?
Yeah.
Now, did they have a hard time adjusting to an actual 100-yard football field?
They kept kneeling at the 97.
They had a hell of a time at the goal line. Everything stopped at the 4.
I hate y'all so much, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just – I could hear you seething through the microphone. But let I want to hear it. I want to keep it a little bit open where if people have thoughts about last night, I know it's later in the day, and you know, John and Doug and Cookies and the rest did their thing. Feel free. But I love it. I don't do draft. Like, who the hell does a draft grade? The guy hasn't played a game yet.
Oh, that's an electric suit coat.
Stop
no,
it.
It's not.
No, it's not.
248-539-9797. No. Yeah, nice performance by them today. I'm telling you, I know we're not doing it today, and I know it's all draft. I can't with this team. Watching them play baseball is really difficult. No, but we're 14-20. It's the worst division God has ever witnessed. It's hard to watch. I got a guy, who the F is Buddy Kennedy? And why is he on my baseball team? That's what all Tiger fans should be asking.
He's red hot.
The guy doesn't have a picture on MLB.com. He's a silhouette.
That means he's under
why
the radar.
Why is he playing third for
he's
me?
He's under the radar. He's the secret weapon. We don't want people to know who
we
he
could have had Matt Chapman on a one-year deal. I got Buddy Kennedy.
But he's your buddy. He's your friend.
Right there.
He's your pal.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. I want to hear about Terrion Arnold. I want to know where you want to go. Do you have a list, by the way? Does the RRI have a day two list?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh, we got it. Oh, man. How many names?
Three.
Really?
Yeah.
I see four.
Oh, okay, four.
I don't know. Just check.
I added a new name. Yes. Oh, okay. It was three. All right. I need you to read name number two.
Not if you want to have a show. We'll stay away from that one. All right, let's.
No, it was three. Okay.
I'm just trying to just keep me on your toes, man. I would never let you Ron Burgundy yourself. Come on, man. David, tell me where you're at with it. Obviously, the city was pumped up. This place went nuts. I'm just glad I didn't get it wrong when we were like, who are we taking? I'm like, I think it's Terrion Arnold. And thank God they said the name or somebody would have thrown a wing at me. David, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I'm going to be quite honest. I never thought, of course, at 29, you never know what's going to happen. So many things happen in front of you at 29. But I never thought there would be a chance to get Terrion Arnold. We talked about it before the draft that you would probably have to trade up to 13, maybe 14, something like that. And then as the night continued and no defensive players were taken, it just felt like a Detroit night. It really did. Not just only outside. The atmosphere was great. No. The people were great. Nobody did anything stupid from what I understand right now.
Yet. Well, yet.
Hopefully they don't. But it just felt like a Detroit night as the defensive players just sat there waiting to be taken.
And
great
look,
job,
it was
Brad
one
Holmes.
Of the better offensive drafts you've seen. Remember, we talked about this in the lead-up. Like, scouts are saying this is the best offensive line class they've seen. Then you had, what, there was a thought you'd have eight wide receivers go. And by the way, we got to talk about your team. I didn't get that one.
No.
But it was the idea of all of the offense that was drafted, the desperation for quarterbacks, the wideouts, the offensive linemen. It did. It pushed defensive players down the board. But here's the other thing, and Rico and I have tried to tell you, you can't use the mock drafts as the real value of these players.
No, you can't. And you also need to look at the fact that I think last night is showing you that the league is skewing a lot more towards offense, that it's all about scoring more points rather than shutting down the other team. And for the Lions, you went out there because while everybody else was bolstering their offense, you're saying, okay, we have to cover Jefferson. We have to cover all of these receivers. Addison, we got to cover all the Green Bay Packer receivers. We got to cover Roman Dunze. We need some extra help at the cornerback position. It's only fitting. That, you know what, because your offense, your wide receivers, I think, are pretty much set. Now you can start focusing more on defense, and I could easily see them taking more defensive players. I know, yes, you should get an offensive lineman, but.
No, that's just a me thing.
Right.
I'm not.
But
listen.
Now, you know what, Mike, we really do need to put some respect on David's name because, you know, David is an NFL analyst. I don't know if you knew that.
Stop it, Rico. Don't do this.
David was breaking down the Pittsburgh Steelers draft pick on a nationwide show. Just in case you did not know that last night.
Maybe in his mind.
No.
Was he talking to himself and thought he was on the radio?
No. David was on a national.
Where the hell were you, David? You were here.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the back joining
a show.
He had
the headphones on.
You were not.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that big of a deal, okay? I just had fun, joined a show. It was.
Oh, really? From the same guy who uses the phrase, people know me?
Mm-hmm. I don't. What are you
Please.
All I know is I heard him say, no, Mel, calm down. Calm down, Mel.
The only thing that's worse, David, that I heard last night was Stoney's wife admitting, she goes, to get parking, she's talking to the parking attendant going, I'm Michael Stone's wife. I'm like, oh, my Lord in heaven. I go, you pulled that?
Just
so it'd be
park.
Mrs. Stoney number one. It'd be you number two right there.
No
okay?
way. It was just a thing I did. All right.
Okay.
I was like, hey, David, you got – no, I don't have time for you right
now.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Please.
Excuse me.
He really shooed him away. It was one of the best things I've ever seen. He shoos Rico away while he's on the air.
Stop. Did not happen.
It really did. Hey, Roberto.
David.
Roberto.
I did not.
Roberto's verifying your behavior.
Well, I shooed him away because I didn't want him anywhere near me.
David gave me the finger and said, you can leave now.
Wow. Okay, so three questions for the people to start the day. If I'm missing anything, tell me now. Thoughts on the Terrion Arnold move? Thoughts on day one of the draft, the event itself. If you were down here, we'd love to hear from you. And then what do you want to see with this pick tonight? I've got a you-wouldn't-dare scenario if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I'm not yelling to the mountaintops at what it's what you should do. I'm saying it would represent a true all-in. Just work with me on it. We'll get to it. We'll do it next. Does that work for you?
Only if you get one of those sports coats. Yes,
man,
sir.
Man, please. You think I want to dress like that guy? 248-539-9797. We'll get your calls, your ticket texts. Got a blitz a little bit later. And you've got your night two list. Get to that at 5 o'clock.
Three names.
I still see a fourth. Who the hell's this guy named Bernie?
Yeah, okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, that's Terry and Arnold, and now we look towards day two and what the hell you want. So let me offer you just kind of my 10-cent thought on what the hell's going to happen tonight. I think it's going to be the inverse of last night. Mm-hmm. I think you are going to see an unbelievable run on defensive players. So with that in mind, you can play this two ways. If you actually are looking at an offensive lineman, this may set up really nice for you. I mean it, Rico. I think you are going to see a ton of corners and safeties. I think you're going to see a ton of defensive players. But here is the other side of it. They didn't lose last year, and they didn't fail to go to the Super Bowl because of their offense. They failed because of the defense.
Right.
Okay? If you're in the market for another safety, which it's a hidden need, if you're in the market for an edge, which I know you want, and a lot of people agree with you, the other hidden need is D-tackle. Aleem McNeil's entering the last year of his contract. You have DJ Reader for two. But there's really – now, Broderick Martin is a complete wild card unknown who you just didn't see anything. But if you like a couple of these D-tackles, whether it's Braden Fisk, whether it's Johnny Newton, the you-wouldn't-dare scenario is you dip into next year's draft capital to move up. No, I'm not going crazy.
Okay.
But if it's my pick here at 71 and next year's three to move up the 12 spots, whatever it is, it's the you-wouldn't-dare scenario, but you know what you would be doing is adding two really good defensive football players to now go make a run at this thing.
No, you, Mike, you would. The problem.
Oh, you in this chart? My God. I'm going to get you a hat that's just made out of a draft value chart, like in one giant continuous pattern.
Well, it's for when you and the callers call up, we can actually look at this.
What would it take for me to move from 71 to 54? Well, where the hell are they picking tonight? 67?
They're 61.
60, all right. Get me up to 48. What's that going to cost me?
It's going to cost you just the 48.
Yeah.
It'll cost you swapping this pick and pretty much your fifth and two, like You could still keep your third, but you're selling off everything at the back end of the draft, so you would be done after tonight.
Don't care.
And you would probably have to give up a third or a fourth round pick next year.
Fine. If home, bye. I'm okay. Down with that completely.
Kenny caught everybody. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, no, it's just we're in the Super Bowl window now, and if you're talking about that kind of depth pick, goodbye. I have no issue parting ways with that. I don't think I'm crazy for thinking that.
No, now if you want to move up into, you know, the 37, 39.
No.
I was about to say you give up the second, you swap your second, you give up your third, and you can move up into that range. If you just want to get into the low 40s, mid 40s is what you're looking at.
Yeah.
You're going to probably – yeah, you got to give up something next year.
And that's why I said I'll give you this pick. I'll give you my second round. I'll give you a three next year. Bump me up 10 spots. I'm just saying, I'm all in, and I trust Brad Holmes do what's got to be done.
See, that is an all in. That is a we believe that this team is going to win right now, and I can't sit here and say I'm angry at you for that.
No,
but it's risky.
Yes,
but let me say this, Rico, because this may help you. It helped Mike's argument, and this may lean you into the direction because you sound a little nervous about that. Something that Mike has been saying. About 2025, Mike, and I think you know it. It's probably in the back of your mind with the Lions. They'll be dealing with losing two coordinators. Well, yes. One of those coordinators is black, which means you get an extra third-round pick for losing someone like that. So now you would have an extra third-round pick along with what you already have. So you're
okay. David, yes, that makes sense.
Trade it all.
But he would probably be the number two pick when it comes to the coordinators because they want Ben Johnson. He's the second one. Here's the other thing that you have to remember. Trading next year's pick sounds great, but this is one of those things that when you look at their schedule, it's a tougher schedule.
Okay,
so you may not be sitting there with the 29th pick next year.
Fine. Sit at 61 or whatever it is. Just take Cooper Beebe and we'll call it a day. I just wanted to the hell was that?
That's the deflator. He just spoke.
Oh, the deflator.
Oh.
Oh, man. We got a sound effect for you?
No, Blitz Plot. That. That's just common sense. All I'm saying is when you look at the schedule, if you trade a future, it could be something that, man, we thought we were going to be back in the same spot. Look, even the head coach said, guys, it's not a guarantee we're going to be back here next year.
No.
So is Dan Campbell the deflator too?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's just if – okay, that's quite enough. All right, take it easy. Wow. David, give me a few to take a text, and then we're going straight to the phones. We'll get the blitz next hour.
But Rico, I like what you're thinking.
No. It's just in case he's got one other guy he likes.
It's aggressive. I like that.
I'm all in, man. I know. I'm just kind of like, look, I don't have another third this year.
But if you give up the third, if somebody's willing to give up the third for next year, fine. But second?
No. I wouldn't do that. I agree with you there. David, go ahead.
Arnold was going to Green Bay at 25, so giving up the third pick was worth it to get a guy and deflate the Packer draft room. Someone else is texting in, perfect job by Holmes last night. I figured he would trade up. Didn't know it would be for the perfect player and need. I love everything about Brad Holmes right now.
Yeah, that was like the cross-section of need versus best available. And it's, you know, you're not drafting for need, but if he's the best available and he's in need, I don't know how anybody have a problem with it. I really don't.
I jumped like a kid on Christmas getting his favorite toy when we got Arnold. Never thought he would be there, and the Lions got him. I am thrilled. Now go get JPJ in the second round. Marlon from Wall Lake.
Yeah, I was looking at another one of these stupid mock drafts, so they got him at 47 today.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
Yeah, so I was just trying to see if people wanted that type of thing. Let's run the exercise. What would it cost you, and would you support Brad Holmes doing it? I mean, listen, they don't have to do anything. It's not like I don't believe he can sit there and find a good player, but I think this is going to be a big run on defensive players. So if you wanted Johnny Newton or something like that, you know, if you wanted to, hey, I mean, that value chart. All right, let's. David, give me a couple more, and then we'll go right to the callers, okay?
Zach Frazier is the dream scenario at 61 for sure. That is Ryan in Arizona. Someone else says, now trade number 61, next year's first rounder, to get Cooper DeJean. Suddenly you have the secondary, the best secondary in football.
Only thing.
People are all right, look, I'll leave that to the people. Leave me out of that.
Cooper DeJean.
I ain't dealing a first-round pick.
Cooper DeJean is – he would help the Lions, but not for what you think. You would either have to move him to safety, and he's going to be a special teams kickoff returner type of person.
Yeah, but they have a little bit of a needed safety, Rico.
I don't know if I'm willing to make that.
No, I'm not. I'm not dealing. Yeah, I'm not giving up that type of capital. It's not happening. 248-539-9797. We will go right to the phones next. Top of the hour, Rico's got the day two list that fits this goofy thing we've been doing with the RRI. Figuring out, you know, Rico's cracked the code on Brad Holmes. He has generated three players that got elite Raz, and Holmes was at the pro day. We'll give you those names at 5 o'clock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's get right to the people. A lot of people with a lot to say. We also have Roger Goodell who talked. Hey, you ready for more football over a longer period of time? I swear to God, man.
More games?
It's just the greed. Okay. We'll get to it.
You had to know they weren't stopping that.
I understand it. It doesn't mean I have to like it. We'll do it in the 5 o'clock.
It's like the college football playoff. Let's throw a weird number out there so when we round it off, it won't look that bad.
There's no better person to start this out with than the man that the National Football League and Metro Detroit owe a debt of gratitude to.
Not only that.
Just kidding. It's not the same DJ.
Okay.
I'm being informed by David. This is a man who doesn't clean the roads. So it's just normal DJ. Right. 97.1. Deej, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico. How are you guys doing?
Good, hey, pal. What's on your mind?
So I went to the first round last night, and I have to say they cleaned up the city really well for that event last night. That's the nicest I've probably seen the city in a while. So I think they did a real good doing that.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked really good on TV as well.
Yeah, it was really cool. There was a lot of people there, and it's pretty funny. I don't know if you guys know, they had to close the doors down at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Because they reached too many people.
Yeah, Detroit showed up and set the record. There's no one who's attended a draft
crazy,
like this.
Another thing, how do you feel? I like the pick for the Lions. You know, he's obviously the first corner on the board in these drafts. Really good player. Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, best player. Another thing, Mike, how do you feel about the Giants taking Neighbors?
Look, a million people down here asked me about it too. I'm fine with it. It's just my team sucks. We're terrible. We have so many problems that wonderful. Malik Neighbors is great. My quarterback's in a neck brace. So it really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it's
why
hard
does,
to get excited.
Why does your team hate Big G? Big G had one request.
I know. He wanted a Dunze. I know.
One request.
You don't think I heard about that this morning?
Stinking thing.
I know.
And
no,
you took somebody else.
No, it's just.
You know what that means, right?
What?
That a Dunze is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right. And Neighbors is going to be ass.
Right.
I know. Okay. I'm prepared for this outcome. Right. You know this.
Okay.
No, and again, like, everyone's like, oh, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know. We still suck. We don't have a quarterback. None of it. That's where I get so upset with the people who do this nonsense with Goff. You have a quarterback. He's good. I know he's not perfect, or he's not Pat Mahomes. Wow, what a sin. But the other side is you could be me. Quarterback, wheelchair, neck brace. Awful. That's my life. Just pay Jared Goff and be done with it. Like, what are we doing? Just pay the guy. Seriously.
So why do you make fun of my quarterback?
Because Brock Purdy sucks.
Okay.
And I love it. Okay. I can't wait till you pay him $50 million a year. Okay. Go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. I just want to say that the Lions pick, I liked. That was the first ever Lions draft after 30 years of Lions drafts that I've had to wait so long. But I agree that either we need a pass rusher or offensive line in the second round.
And I would love an offensive lineman here, especially because a lot of the interior guys are still there. And I'll say it again. People have to stop viewing it like, well, I have my starting five. This guy won't play. There's no scenario you go through a season and everyone stays healthy for the whole year. Look at last year. Jonah missed five games. Those games Jonah Jackson missed, you rushed for 50 less yards a game. Mm-hmm. By drafting one of these guys, and whether it's a Powers Johnson out of Oregon or a BB out of Kansas State or Frazier, the kid out of West Virginia, if you have a guy that can play center guard, think about the depth and the coverage it gives you. And at worst, it's a replacement when Zeitler's gone next year or if and when Frank Ragnow retires. I think they're powered by their offensive line, and it's also, yes, it's a reinvestment in your quarterback as well.
You can't have enough arms in the bullpen or shooters off the bench.
Yes,
you need to have depth in the offensive and defensive line. So I don't want to piggyback and be a yes man, but Brad Holmes has been hitting on blackjack every single time. So, and if he's drafting all pros, you got to believe in him. He's not Matt 100%. Millen or.
Yeah. Hey man, look.
Yeah, he's like Nick Papagiorgio at the table.
Yeah, in that Craig Monroe blazer. Yeah, exactly. No, but hey, when you're on that run, when you're on the heater, enjoy the ride because it's not going to last. No GM has ever beat the percentages. Now, you'll get hot. You're in a hot stretch right now where Holmes has helped build a Super Bowl team. You know, there's going to be mistakes. That's just part of being human. You're drafting men, not machines.
Now, to go along with what you said about trading a future pick.
Oh, you're still thinking about it.
Yeah, Holmes only done that one time.
Okay.
Where he traded a future, and that was back in 2021.
You'll know you're living a charmed life if they just sit there and one of these O-linemen falls right in their laps.
That may happen.
It very well could, because I think it's going to be a massive run on defensive players.
Because I think this is going to be one of those things where there's going to be an old lineman there that they're going to rank higher than what Mel Kiper and the other draft Knicks are saying. Oh, well, this guy has to go. No.
Right.
But like I said, I'll give you the name in the next hour based off of just the whole RAS score. But there's an old lineman that's going to be there when they draft. It's possible that they could take him, and it'll be something that I think would really help them out in later years.
I'll say it again. I've only heard of three of these players you named.
That fourth one is
248-539. 97-97. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get back to the callers as well. And Rico, 7 minutes. He'll give you, again, we had a nice little grouping of players that the pick was going to come from that. It did. It was Arnold. Rico's got his abacus out, and he's got another little list here. So we're going to see if we can go two for two. David, what do you got on ticket text?
Lions need to draft an offensive lineman with this next pick. Trade whatever you have to do to get that offensive lineman.
May not have to.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's – I think you have to let a little bit of it play out here. You got to let this thing get near 40. You can't go paying some wild premium unless it would be unforeseen. But if Brad Holmes has got a top 20 grade on a guy and the guy's still sitting there, then do you essentially say, look, I'm walking out of here with two first-round picks?
Right. Now, if that's the case, then I wouldn't let it play. I wouldn't pull a Jansen and let it play out. You just go up and move and get in the 30s. If you're going to give away a future pick, Don't half step. Just go up, say, here's my number two this year, here's my number two next year, and go get that guy if you think that's the guy.
David, go ahead, buddy.
I don't care about future picks. F them picks. I want to win a Super Bowl.
We got Les Snead on the line. No, and there's an element of that I agree with. But remember something now. You're already doing that. Let's be very fair. You traded a third to get Carlton Davis, and you traded your other third to move up last night. That is the aggressive way. Mm-hmm. Just because you're not, you know, like the Rams having their first-round pick since 2016 is not where I want to be. That's not how I think you can run a football team. You're already being aggressive. I was just offering you the real, you know, like the Red Bull edition of aggressive. Like, you're seven of those deep. We're moving up for Frazier.
Okay.
Still like the third name on your list.
Okay.
I have Rico's list we're going to get to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.